This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sean and RJ on the home of America's team. Plenty of Cowboys drama yesterday at the Star in Frisco. And a lot of us surrounded Allen Hurns. Why is David Irving still missing? And what happened last night? The story from the Dallas Morning News with an exclusive as to what has been going on with the Cowboys defensive linemen. Here we go. A devastating series of events were set in motion last week that delayed David Irving's return, complicates his ability to contribute to the Cowboys moving forward. The custody battle over his five-year-old daughter, Zoe, is at the center of the turmoil. She was removed from the players' care Friday. So David Irving was granted full custody of his daughter. Then apparently the girlfriend, the mother, got a temporary restraining order, so she decided to show up to the Plano ISD school on Friday, show them the paperwork saying that David has a restraining order, so she has the rights to take the child. They initially refused. They called David. David has to show up there at the school. A 30-minute dramatic scene plays out. Eventually, she is able to take the girl, and she has had her since Friday. So that's one part of it. Then you have a car issue. Apparently, David Irving went and bought this 2016 car, and they're having a fight and an argument over who gets it. He's talking about reporting it to the police as stolen. She says it was a gift a few years back. Then you have someone showing up to Irving's house to give him some paperwork over these issues. There was a disturbance call. And when the officer showed up, David started yelling, screaming, ripped up the paperwork, allegedly got out of control with the individual showing up to his house. So now there's an investigation over abusive touching, whatever that's supposed to be.
Offensive touching.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I don't know what that is. It could be anything from like guys in your way. Just you brush them aside with your hand. Get out of my way. Walk right through them. Who knows? I mean, offensive touching could be anything. Like when I think of the word, just using the term offensive touching, like that would be like grabbing someone. So, you know, like that I'm offended by that, you know. I don't know. I've never heard of that. Have you heard of that before?
No.
Never heard of it.
Whatever. So you have a disturbance at the school, arguing back and forth, temporary restraining order, fight over a car, possibly being a stolen vehicle, an eviction notice where David's supposed to be kicked out of his home, and then someone showing up to show him paperwork and him getting offensive with that individual, a Class C misdemeanor. That is the explanation for the David Irving drama.
There's so much to go with here. It's really sad. I mean, it really is, because you've got at the core of this, you have a child just kind of being pulled in both directions by mom and dad, and the state doesn't like that at all, obviously, and it's not good at all for the kid. And the other side of this is you've got, you know, two parents have to figure their crap out, to say the least. And you've got a guy, a football player, that the team needs, to be honest with you, who also, by the way, has some issues where he self-medicates and he could be going off the deep end at any moment. Because let's be perfectly honest, when you get a guy who has got problems with abuse of substances, when you throw him into a situation where there's custody involved, there's kids involved, it's a stressful environment, that's where you're going to relapse. So there's problems all around with this. And then you've got, obviously, the other issue where he throws in with the guy serving him the restraining order, and then that just kind of creates an entirely new situation.
We all excuse him, though, for not being around, missing the Texans game, and not showing up to practice.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, mental health or substance abuse is a big thing. It's a big deal. You know, you don't want relapses.
Yeah,
and then
I don't
obviously
know if either of these things qualify.
They may not.
But there'll be a lot of people on the fan text saying, yeah, welcome to my world. I still have to go to work, and I'm not getting paid millions of dollars to do it. You don't think that, I mean, the divorce rate in the country is 50%. So people have to share kids with the other individual. People have restraining orders. People have issues over money. People have issues over car. I'm just giving the other side. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get into it. I'm not gonna go at David Irving here and be aggressive towards him because this to me is next level personal stuff and craziness. So I'm not really gonna go there with a really strong opinion against him. But the other side of it from fans is, hey man, you're not the only one dealing with this. You got to show up to work. I wonder, I don't think the Cowboys will do this.
No.
They want him on the field. But I wonder how much discussion there has been over, hey, let's just put him to the side for the entire year. Get your stuff in order, and we'll deal with it next year.
Yeah, I mean, and there may be some law that says they can't do anything. You know, there could be some, the family medical leave, which this may not fall under the medical term, but if you've got a sick parent, you know, you have legal rights to be able to take unpaid leave without the worry of whether you're going to be reinstated or not. Now, that may not fall under this, but there may be something that allows that. This is a crazy situation, to say the least, but it's also a sad one. I mean, let's be real.
Very sad. So now you have this girl, this poor five-year-old, seeing her parents fighting at the school back and forth, or maybe she wasn't called out in front of it all. And then you have the mother, like, picking her up and whisking her away. I'm sure getting nonstop phone calls and text messages with drama back and forth. Where are you? You're not allowed to do this. I have full custody. So, you know, you're sitting in a car, sitting in a home, or sitting somewhere, listening to the mom dealing with the drama and the back and forth and the fighting. And that's, you know, obviously that's the worst part of it. You know, it's out of control. It is an out of control mess. So Troy said yesterday, why haven't I popped the kids out? Man, I'm overly paranoid about you make one mistake and you're stuck with it for life. And if you make two or three mistakes, you may be stuck with it for life. So, not with multiple women. I'm not talking about
kids.
You're locked in for life. You're in. You are in.
You are. There's no doubt. You don't stop being a parent.
Yeah.
You always will be.
To communicate with that individual for the rest of time. You have to.
They have apps now, I guess, that you can use where you don't even have to.
What do you mean?
You communicate with the application on your phone. Like if you put into the it basically it's like a schedule. You type into the schedule, this is what you want, and then you know, then it gets revised. I mean, they've got apps that you can use where you don't have to have any contact at all. But, you know, you still have to coordinate pickups and meetups, and ideally you want to have co-parenting.
So this is the inside story from the Dallas Morning News explaining the continued absence of David Irving. You have a child issue with a disturbance at her school. You got a car that's being reported stolen. You got an eviction. David, get out of the house. You have offensive touching towards a police officer showing up to present the paperwork to David. You have the substance stuff that's been a cloud that has knocked him out for four games in the past where he said, yeah, every game I played, I'm medicated. So we'll talk to Mike Fisher about it coming up at 7:20 this morning. Fish, I think, spoke with David Irving's attorney or representation. Jason Garrett with
A-G-Z.
Very rare, interesting, fun story from yesterday's press conference when he was asked about the accuracy of Dak Prescott and whether it can actually get better.
A long time ago, Troy Aikman and I went to Jay Novacek's football camp, and we were working with the 8 to 10-year-old quarterbacks. And Troy was as good as it gets throwing the football. I mean, he just was so good. And I was always trying to pick his brain. And there was one guy, little Jimmy, who was probably 8 years old, throwing the ball, and wasn't throwing it really the way we wanted him to throw it. And so I turned to him, I said, hey, April, what would you tell little Jimmy over there? He said, hey, red ball, when these kids are born, some guys can throw it and some guys can't. I moved him to wide receiver. That really wasn't the spirit of the camp, you know. We're trying to coach guys up and help them get better. That's a long discussion. I do believe you can improve in every aspect of your game. Certainly some people, when the doctor smacks them on the rear end, they have talents to do certain things. Some of that is throwing the ball. Some of it is throwing accurately. But I do think you can refine all of those things. I think a lot of it has to do with footwork, getting yourself in a really good position to throw. Troy was a great example of that.
I don't know if 8-Ball was the best nickname for the Cowboys during that time. 8-Ball.
It actually probably was the perfect nickname for the Cowboys.
So I turned to him. I said, hey, 8-Ball, what would you tell? 8-Ball.
And then he's Red Ball. No wonder Jason Wynn can't stop saying ball.
Ball.
That's all I hear.
8-Ball. Red Ball.
Hey, Whip Ball.
Dez Ball.
Whip Ball.
Dez Ball.
Chop Ball.
Ball.
Dub Ball.
Fumble Ball.
Troy Ball.
Cobalt.
Yeah.
So. Cobalt. Did you say Cobalt?
Cobalt.
Cobalt.
So for bees. Right, Dub Ball?
So that's basically Troy Aikman again saying way back in the day, your accuracy's not going to change that much. Move that kid to wide receiver. And Jason saying, no, I believe you can get better, blah, 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 every single day. That was an interesting story out there at the Star yesterday from Red Ball. All right, we have more NFL to get to you right here. Sean and RJ, DFW Sports Station 105.3, The Fan. So a fan named John Williams tweeted this to me yesterday saying time has not been the problem. Don't blame the Cowboys offensive line, Mickey, number one for the passing game problems. Time in the pocket, third best given in the league, 3.04 seconds. Time to attempt, third best. I don't know what the hell is the difference between that and time in the pocket. Time to sack, ninth best. Time to run and scramble, first. And there's a bunch of different numbers. But basically, the numbers sent by the fan showing us that it's not the offensive line giving Dak a lack of time. A lot of it is more so on Dak with the reads and the weapons getting open.
Wait, who sent that to you?
What's the name on it, Choppy?
It's John Williams. Okay. Yes, no, it's not that. Not that.
I mean, I know you have to know numbers when you're composing, but my God,
yeah.
That's amazing. That's outstanding.
The interesting thing, and I'm going to have to check to see how up to date this is, but his quarterback rating when he has less than 2.5 seconds to throw is 40 points higher than when he has more than 2.5 seconds to throw.
Wow.
Doesn't make a whole – look at the bottom. Quarterback rating when your attempt is within less than 2.5 seconds. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense. You know?
Yeah.
That doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Like, it's – that to me is like he steps back and then, bam, that guy's open, so he makes the throw.
Yeah.
And when it's greater – that's when there's good coverage. I mean, it doesn't.
Or the dump offs.
Or the dump offs. Right.
To Zeke or stuff like that. I mean, basically, we're just going the opposite of modern day football. Since the 1970 merger, this year through 5 weeks has the NFL's highest completion percentage. Quarterbacks are completing throughout the league 65% of the throws. Most TD passes, 275. Highest TD percentage. Highest touchdown to interception ratio. Highest pass attempts per team per game, 36.5. That is across the league. Numbers from Adam Schefter as we get you set for the next week of football starting tonight on The Fan with the Eagles and the Giants in New York. So that'll be tonight. You'll be able to hear that we are all rooting for Big Blue. Let's go, Giants. Let's go, Odell. Sean, RJ, Troy, and Roy, the shady Le'Veon stuff continues to boil a little bit. People still saying that LeSean McCoy, who, by the way, yesterday said I never should have been traded out of Philly in the first place, but I'm going to focus on here.
Right.
And you still have people saying, no, Philly could still be lurking there for Le'Veon Bell. So that's the latest on that.
You know, they could be. This is, to me, it's looking like, you know, Sean McDermott talked about how there actually are some talks with the Eagles and the Bills regarding LeSean McCoy.
Something's going to happen.
They're going to make a move, and they're going to wind up getting themselves one of these two players or another running back because, you know, they don't have anybody. They got, what, Wendell Smallwood? Does it matter? You know, maybe. But, you know, whether or not they want to make a trade for a big name like that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.